Whitney Houston with Exhale on Mpumalanga's Rise FM. I did say we're going to have a conversation with Dr. Mavuso, and this is in regards to hypertension or high blood pressure. And he is standing by on the line to school us on this one to make sure we stay as safe as possible. Good afternoon, Dr. Siyabonga, once again for your time. Dr. Mavuso? Yeah, I think we have a bit of a problem. I don't know what's going on with our lines. We keep losing him. Let me try him again because we had him on the line, but I think we have a dropback. I don't know. One more time and see. Maybe third time is a charm, they say, I think. Doctor, hi.
Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon and good afternoon to your listeners.
I don't know why our phone keeps dropping you. Thank you so much for being patient and joining us this afternoon. Sikhuluma ngehypertension or high blood pressure. Ngabe yini lokhu siyeva ngako nje a whole lot, but some of us don't really fully understand it.
The high blood pressure, basically it's a disease that is that of a heart, which it's working very hard to pump the blood throughout the body. So the heart works as a pump. Its function is to pump the blood throughout the body from the time before we are born until we are out, and then it works that to just supply the oxygen throughout the different parts of the body. Now, there's a normal pressure that is measurable that it has to work against.
Mm-hmm.
The forward pressure, when it pushes, it has to push against the pressure. We call it in the millimeters of mercury. It's supposed to be 100 and anything from 100 to 140. That's the pressure that has to work against normally, when it's normal. So if it's 100, 120, 110, we're saying it's normal.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's then a pressure that it gets to when it relaxes. Remember, it pumps and relaxes and receives blood.
Oh,
and that's
yeah.
a backward pressure, which is around anything from 60, even if you accept up to 90, is the normal pressure that it is. As soon as your heart works against the pressure higher than that, so anything from 140 and 90 and upwards, we're saying that you are having a high blood pressure. Your heart is working harder to pump the blood forward. It's going to fail with time if we don't correct that. So high blood pressure basically is a situation where your heart works against a higher resistance to push blood to the different parts of the body. Now, the causes are varied.
Yes, please talk to us about those.
If you can talk about that.
Yes, please.
So, the causes would be basically when we get older, when our vessels respond a bit, are restricted in expanding, are stiff.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of responding to the blood pressure, they get stiff. And when they are stiff, the heart tends to work against the higher pressure. Now, if you eat a lot of salt or salty food, it tends to draw a lot of water into your blood system. Then you have a lot of blood or extra volume, and the heart works harder to do that. So the other diseases, like your adrenal disease, like hormonal disease in the adrenal gland, it causes that. Persistent stress, when you work under stress, it causes vasoconstrictions or the vessels to contract and work under pressure. So there are a lot of causes, but most of the time we search and we find no cause except that the blood pressure is raised. So that's the difficulty, because when it rains, it then it tends to enlarge. And when it enlarges, then it has a situation where when it pumps blood out, it can't pump all of the blood that it received. And when that other blood returns, it finds that there was another blood that it received that didn't leave. And in that way, then we think that we're developing a heart failure, where you get your legs are swelling and they are pitting. Mouth potos, so they are potos, and suddenly even the water accumulates in the lungs. Suddenly you can't sleep with 1 kilo. You have to put double pillows because you get a pigger when you sleep because flat because you are having an intensity heart failure.
Yeah.
It also causes a severe cause. It's what we call a stroke, where the small blood vessels in the brain, they burst because of the high blood pressure. And then an area of the brain that is supposed to be supplied by that dies. That's when you get a stroke. So that's a complication of high blood pressure. It also affects your kidneys and kidney function, because If your blood reaches your kidneys in the higher pressure, it may cause you to even lose things that you're supposed to lose through the kidneys, and the kidneys are getting damaged. It causes a number of things, even tiredness, because suddenly you can't oxygenate your system well because of the fact that your blood, not all of it that has reached the heart, leaves it. So when a congestion, like we call it, congestive cardiac failure. So that's the problem, but it is a problem, and people don't want to do anything because most of the time you won't feel anything. That's the problem. It's a symptomless disease until you get complications. So people, they come for a different thing, but in some day I had a menstrual pain or I had the cough, because we check you, because we can't, it's not always that it presents itself. Then we'll tell you that you have blood pressure. And then you take care of the cough or the other menstrual problems, and then not come back for the treatment. And it's only when it gets to the complications, when you start swelling on your feet, when you start getting breathless, when you do something, when you start waking up at night feeling breathless, that you start coming. And by that time it's late, you're already in heart failure. So if people can just engage in, because it depends on the level. The mild one, where it is between 140 and 160 mercury, it's in a moderate from 160 to around 180. Anything above 180, it is severe. Then you need to live with treatment. But in mild, we can talk about reducing salt in your diet. We can talk about exercising. We can talk about stopping smoking, free smoking, reducing drinking, and with that change of behavior, yes, and normalize without us needing treatment. And sometimes if initially we need a treatment, if you change your behavior, treatment, and eventually we stop and you don't need to take treatment. So, yes, it's a chronic disease. There are people who will take it for the rest of their lives, but those who adhere to lifestyle advice and by the way, we reduce the burden of the pill, and eventually we may have to stop the blood pressure treatment at all, because we should be responding. The system is responding.
Is it possible to self check, or do I need to go to a professional?
Nowadays there are machines that you can buy that you can self check. Actually, it's more reliable. If you prefer to do it at home, tell us what it's in, because invariably the blood pressure that you get at home, you know, like a doctor, it's usually like a doctor either higher because you are never able to talk to a doctor. It's like a white coat effect. So if you are honest, you think I'm already in such a car, you may find good to know actually blood pressure. He right, he said, I said, let's go to So if you can do it at home, that's the most reliable one than the one that is done at the hotel. Because at the hotel, you have to repeat it several times. But yeah, the kaya, so then that one on your own is most reliable.
Dr. You've answered a lot of my questions in your first response. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope we are going to take care of ourselves better to make sure that our hearts are sebendang endlele lekufanele ukuthi asebenze ngakhona. Ngabe ngitsana ngilalela hey inhliziyo yethu dinem 7 lo matima. Yes. We are grateful for those. Thank you.
With only one.
Yes, of course. Dr. Mavuso letting us know that it's important to take care of our hearts, because if we don't, that would detroit us as HBP. It's the smaller things that accumulate to that. We're going to load this up on our podcast, because I really would like for us to go back to it and listen over and over again until we get it right, until we understand it a bit better. Kanzi ushilo nokuthi self check ikhona nangabe imali yakuvumela ukuthi uthengele machine. Do that just to make sure that you are as safe as possible. Rihanna coming up with Unfaithful. This is Rise FM.
Rise FM. We are only getting started.